This is KXLU 88.9 FM in Los Angeles, KXLU.com. All around the world, we are broadcasting from the Loyola Marymount University campus in Westchester. And a special Mystic Pete Chronicles live show. I've been pre-recording all these shows for the last 2 years. There was, I'm not sure if anybody heard about this, there was a plague. It was a plague, and I'm back. I'm back with a live show, and Milo Gonzalez asked me to do this with him live. Hi, Milo.
What's up, Mystic Pete?
Brother.
Thanks for having us again, dude.
You're kind of a local star. Well, let me first introduce Michael Mowgli, my co-host for tonight.
Hello, Mystic Pete. Hello, Milo and band. So excited you guys are here.
Yeah, I tend to just say nonsense, but you actually asked the intelligent I can't even talk. The intelligent questions.
So. I thought it was the opposite.
All right. Well, we'll maybe somehow enhance or neutralize each other and get through this next hour here at KXLU.
Sounds good. I'm excited. We are, after all, jealous Jesuits.
Oh, that's a callback to another show. You want to ask Milo a question? Because you're the good guy with the questions.
Milo, do you have a name for this wonderful band you've brought today?
You know, not yet. we're just Milo Gonzalez and friends. These are my awesome friends. You guys want to say hi, friends?
Yeah, everybody, you can come by a mic and... Okay.
We got two guitars, a violin, a bass, a percussion, and a quattro and a lap steel. We're going to play some songs for you guys in a minute.
Sounds good. Milo, would you mind introducing your band for us?
Heck yeah.
By the way, that mic is working if anybody wants to say hi.
So we got Mr. Luke Notary on the cajon over here.
Luke.
And then, what up, Luke? We got Luis Flores over here playing the lap steel and the quattro. And then we got Frank Slamka on the guitar.
Hey.
And we have Dorian Chia on the violin.
Hey. Hello.
And Mr. Ralph Rivers on the upright bass.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a nice voice.
Bass voice.
Yeah.
I agree.
Good radio voice.
Yeah. I would agree. Yeah. So,
and you've been playing around town a lot. Insects versus Robots was one of your earlier projects.
Yep. Yeah. That was a band for a long time.
Was a band.
Yeah.
Oh, my heart.
It kind of.
Okay. Understood.
We divided like an amoeba, like everybody. We had a lot of different songwriters.
I heard that Aliens versus Predator took over for you guys. Is that they kind of like cut you out all the gigs? No.
Yeah, I mean,
see, it's
begins. We're not going to talk about that.
It begins. Well, you know what? Why don't we play some of your recorded music, and we'll get tuned up, get the violin, you know, in the right pitch, and then we'll go live with some music and more interview.
Sounds
and
great.
And non sequiturs.
Psyched to play for y'all.
Thank you. KXLU 88.9 FM in Los Angeles. So we have Milo Gonzalez's crew here. It's like amazing. This beautiful music is about to happen. Michael Mowgli, do you have a question for anybody? Or what should we say before we start this extraordinary experience?
Blessings to all, and we hope everyone is feeling good and better in general. And Milo, curious about what song you're going to play for us first, and if you can tell us a little bit of background about it, title and inspiration, the muse maybe, who mused it?
Absolutely. So this song is sort of we imagine it as a psychic shield against like intrusive thoughts that suck. That bother you, all those like weird nagging negative thoughts that we inevitably have sometimes. We hope that this song serves as a lovely distraction, as a psychic shield from the negative thoughts. So here we go. This song is called Shield.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, Milo Gonzalez and band. That was extraordinary. What was the name of that again?
That song is called Shield.
It's like a psychic shield.
Yes, it is a psychic shield. Exactly.
Well, I mean, Mystic Pete here, I'm usually... Maybe that song is better than all my powers.
Maybe it's a mystic shield.
Yes, I feel protected. Thank you.
Milo, you're kind of like... I don't know, I just always thought of you as kind of like KXLU, like, home person. I mean, you just seem so part of the local community and the station. You've been on my show a bunch of times and other shows. Yeah, you're just kind of one of these lights around here that we all love, and we're glad you're here.
Thank you, Mystic Pete. Love being on your show. Yeah, it is. We're many times deep. When was the last time I was on here? Before COVID?
Yeah, that plague thing again.
Yeah, that freaking
plague. I don't know if anybody heard about it. But, you know, but last time I remember we had some discussions about whether what you're doing is actually really music. Because, you know, you don't have a big label behind you. There's no publicist. There's no big, like, corporation. So, you know, is this really music? But we actually decided, well, you know, there's melody and there's chords and you're singing and it's, like, beautiful and moving. So, yeah, we had decided this was actually legitimate music, even though there's no, like, huge money behind it.
Wow, yeah. Well, I'm glad you came to that conclusion. I wasn't actually sure this whole time we were playing. I don't know.
I guess
what do you think, listeners? Is this music? Is it not music?
Well, the next thing we were struggling with over the phone is what genre this is.
That's a tough one.
And I almost had a grand mal seizure after your list of 10 adjectives. What do you think, Michael? Can we quantify this? I mean, we need a package.
It sounds to me like a Monet.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. It's very, very much nature-y, like a field, magical field. I see glowing orbs around and fireflies and just tall grass flowing in the wind. It's just absolutely wonderful. Pastoral. Yeah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Pastoral.
Can you...
Nice.
Well, can you say a word about how you find this music, this pastoral-sounding thing?
I guess most of these songs, I've always been like an electric guitar player. I'm into metal and crazy stuff, and a lot of this music just came from playing the acoustic guitar and the fact that I just wanted to play guitar all the time and picked up the acoustic guitar and then started writing acoustic guitar music. I'm really into classical guitar music and flamenco guitar music and pastoral fields with
butterflies
and stuff. Butterflies. So here we are on KXLU.
Yeah, you're home. Well, I guess this is highlighting the Michael knows nothing about this situation, the tension between business and the big money interests and art. And
nothing. I've never sold out or anything like that.
Michael Mowgli was a superstar, and he just had some. He was challenged by the corporate nature, the mercenary, cutthroat, parasitic, sinister, evil. Yeah, you were challenged by that.
You know, it's interesting because when I was in that situation, I came to the conclusion that it was no longer music, and that is why I abandoned ship.
So Milo,
in fact, is making music.
And the other stuff isn't music.
The other stuff is Tupperware.
The other stuff is Tupperware.
Yeah, those are my thoughts on that subject.
What do you think, Milo? This is a talk show. We have to get you.
I mean, I could use some new Tupperware. All my Tupperware is a little busted up and janky at the moment.
I still make Tupperware, if you're interested.
You do make Tupperware?
Yeah, I do make Tupperware.
Whoa, I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Often.
It's shielded.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does it have a psychic shield?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean by shielded. And now it's extra shielded with your new shield around me.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll dedicate this next song to shielded Tupperware.
Yes.
Well, give us a long intro. Explain all the parts of it.
So this next song is... dedicated to my homie Frank here, who takes extremely long walks very early in the morning, many, many hours before I wake up. So we could imagine it just as a long walk, potentially arduous, but productive and pastoral and nice and filled with Tupperware or something. So
we're going deep today.
Awesome.
What's this one called?
It's called Take a Walk.
Take a Walk.
Ready?
It's in fast.
The studio is filled with just primo vibes. You certainly bring that, Milo Gonzalez.
Thank you.
Primo.
Well, question for, so, who was, Frank, that was based on Frank's, what do you say about all this, Frank?
Yeah, it's an amazing song. I love playing it. It gets better every time.
Well, tell us about your walks. See, this is actually a talk show, and unless I have the ratio of words to notes is correct, I'll get fired. So yeah, we have to say more words, please.
So yeah, no, I wake up.
Jeopardize my livelihood.
Yeah, no, I wake up very early.
Okay, here we go.
Where are you living? Where are these walks taking
Santa
place?
Monica.
Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll wake up maybe like 4:30, 4:45. And I like to walk to the beach, so I'm at 21st Street. So a nice little stroll, go down some hills, up some hills, down some hills. Then you get to the beach, you walk around for a little bit, see the few people that are awake, and then you're kind of like, whoa, there's usually so many more people here. And then you go start your day.
Nice. This is talk radio right now. This is like real people in the community talking about their
eventful
walking. So we can do that here.
Do you take the same path each time?
No, always change it up.
Nice.
Always change it up.
I like to, when I walk, I like to Ouija walk.
Yeah.
Just let the wind pull me in some direction.
Exactly.
And usually if I follow music, I end up in the coolest places I've ever been.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Ouija walk.
Ouija walking.
That's a band name right there.
That is a band. Milo and the Ouija walk.
Ouija walker.
Uh-huh. Jealous Jesuits.
Mr. Pete and I have a project called the Jealous Jesuits. I was hoping we were going to play tonight, but I don't think he brought me.
But because I was jealous of him when he was a superstar.
Yeah,
he was.
This guy was looking at my Tupperware,
I'm
jealous.
I'm
of that
watching
Tupperware.
Him on Jimmy Kimmel.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy Kimmel, and I'm like alone in my room doing everything I can to get famous and rich. And he's on my freaking TV, famous and original, but anyway.
Did you Ouija walk yourself to the Jimmy Kimmel show?
Basically, yeah.
That's a story.
Uh-huh.
By the
There's
way,
a whole story
next
there,
Sunday so. Night, we have an incredible interview of his journey.
Heck yeah.
What else do we talk about, Milo? What do you love?
A lot of things. I would like to express my love for the concert that we're going to be playing next Sunday on August 13th at Mary Hughes Sunset Gardens in Santa Monica.
That's on Ocean Park.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's actually Frank's store. Frank owns the shop.
Frank!
So
it all comes around.
We've been having some wicked concerts there in the plant world.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard about those concerts, and you're the guy behind it. Well, look at you.
Yeah,
musician,
very cool.
And plant lover.
What time are you guys playing?
The whole thing goes from 6 to 9 p.m. We're going to have another guitarist, an amazing Japanese guitarist named Hiroya Tsukamoto. He plays like incredible fingerstyle, looper pedal guitar stuff and sings. And then we're going to have Runson Willis. You guys may know him. Amazing singer, songwriter, incredible guitar player.
So it's a whole scene there.
Yeah.
Among the plants.
Three bands among the plants. It'll be epic.
What a great idea.
This is Mary Hughes Sunset Gardens?
Yep.
In Santa Monica?
Yep.
Like awesome. 14th and Ocean Park?
16th, but yeah.
Okay,
yeah, 16th, pretty much.
Oh,
exactly.
I've been there
many
times. By the way, you also do posts about you contorting yourself into pretzel-like shapes. So I'm guessing
this is
some kind of part of your life?
It is a part of my life. Yeah,
I
do.
What is that? Circus? I mean, what are you, man? What is this?
Well, I'm a Ouija-walking Tupperware named Milo Gonzalez.
Well, we're getting out of control now. we gotta wheel it in, man. But are you a circus guy?
Yeah, I used to perform with circuses and still do little odd jobs as a contortionist and practice all that stuff, hand balancing and acrobatics and extreme flexibility stuff. I could like put my head on my butt in a backbend and stuff.
Wow. And how does that connect with your music?
That's a good question. I listen to music when I exercise. It's a very important ritual for me. Feeling good and limber in my body keeps me inspired and creative. So the things are definitely tied together
yeah.
for me.
You're an integrated Force of Nature. Well, let's hear another tune then. Please give us the introduction so we know whether we're walking or butterflying or tupperwaring.
So I wrote this next song a little bit tipsy on half a bottle of wine or so at like 3 in the morning on a park bench in Santa Monica. And it's about bad habits, which I'm sure none of you have any sort of bad habits at all.
KXLU hosts aren't allowed to have those.
Right. So. Yeah. Well.
Okay. We're going to hear a song about that.
Yeah. So.
What's the age of this song?
The age of it?
Yeah. When was it? When did you write it?
Oh, geez. Quite a while ago, actually. It's cool. On this album that you just played some.
Like a book.
Stuff. Yeah. But we're going to record a new version of it with a bunch of different cool instruments. New album coming soon. So here we go. This song is called Do You Know?
Thank you.
Pete.
Wow. Well,
thanks, friends.
Should we just go into one more? Let's divide. It just feels so nice here in studio with all this beautiful music. Bona fide, legit music. One more, please.
Thank you.
What's next?
Yeah. All right, so this next song, I was on the boardwalk. I'm from Venice Beach, and I was walking on the boardwalk and playing guitar one day, and this kind of crazy homeless man comes up to me in like a Daniel Boone raccoon hat, right? And he's like in a wheelchair, surrounded by books and weird crap, and he's like, "Hey, let me tell you a song. Let me tell you a song. Hold on, listen." And then he told me this little poem, and then he was like, "Well, I want 10%. If you ever write that into a song, give me 10%. And I was like, "All right, dude." So I wrote his poem for the most part into this next song, and I intend to give him his 10% if I ever do see him. Although we haven't made any money off the song yet. So here we go.
What's it called?
It's called Red Moon Rise.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Mr. Pete.
I'm going to play something from your CD. We'll hear something from Michael Mobley, and then we'll do a wrap. So hear us some more music. Michael Mowgli.
Yeehaw, thank you, Mystic Pete. Thank you, Milo Gonzalez and friends. Milo, I don't know if you can hear me, but I was thinking Milo and the Gonzalez would be a fun food for thought band name. I don't know if you heard that. Milo and the Gonzalez. I was looking up the etymology. The Ouija Walkers and the Ouija Walkers. I was looking up the etymology of Gonzalez. And one thing I found was it means battle elf.
Whoa.
Another thing was noble warrior.
Whoa.
Yeah, super
That's
sick.
Pretty cool.
Uh-huh. And I was reminiscing on the night that I think, I don't know if we met this night, but it was the first night I became aware of your existence. The Mowglis and Insects vs. Robots were playing down in the basement of Del Monte Speakeasy.
Whoa.
And I can't remember if we went first or you guys went first, but I remember walking in the room, you guys were on stage, and you turned your back to the audience and then folded your body in half so that you were then did a full back bend, and you were playing guitar upside down, and you were just like turning your head, and it looked like you were a Buteau dancer. It was incredible. I have been a huge fan since that day.
Thanks, dude.
And I've gotten in. I think we were chatting one time last summer or summer before, and that's when I became aware of your record like a book. And when I'm running sound or hosting shows, I've been playing it as the opening music. And every time I put that record on, the night goes way better than when I put other records on. It's just such a magical record.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it was
really
nice to hear those tunes just now.
I'm a big fan of your music too.
Thank you.
You sent me a track a while ago, and you were like, "Play some guitar on this," and I was super down. We should do that.
Yeah, there's a lyric in that song that is an homage to Insects versus Robots.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And the Blue House.
Yes.
Yeah.
Blue House.
Uh-huh.
That was a real place that we lived in, kind of.
Nice. Awesome. All right. Well, I'm gonna do a tune right now, and Janie, my love, is here with our son is in her belly, and. His working title is River Echo Mowgli, and this song is sung to him as the muse, kind of thinking about being a dad and talking to the little one. So this is special. We can dream, yeah. If we can be special, if we can be anything that we want to. If we can be anything, yeah. If we can be special. If we can be special. If we can be like a bird, like a plane, like a ship in the wind or the rain, yeah. If we can be special, if we can be anything that we want to. If we can be anything, yeah. If we can be special. If we can be special. If we can be special. Yeah, if we can be special. If we can be special. Hey, once and for all. Once and for all. Hey, once and for all. Once and for all. If we can be special. If we can be like a he, like a she, like a you, them, or even like me, yeah. If we can be special, if we can be anything that we want to. If we can be anything, yeah. If we can be special. Yeah, if we can be special. Hey, if we can be special. Yeah, if we can be special. Yeah, if we can be special. Yeah, once and for all. Hey, once and for all. Yeah, once and for all. Hey, once and for all. If we can be special. Yeah, if we can be special.
We believe we can run, we can ride, we can live, we can die, we can dream, yeah. If we can be special, if we can be anything that we want to. If we can be anything, yeah, if we can be special. If we can be special.
Michael Mowgli. All right. Well, we have a couple more minutes, and then we're going to make room for Pat with Alien Air. I want everybody to have a chance to speak on the mic. Just say your name, what you play, and what you want to tell the world. Go ahead.
Who, me? Oh, hey, I'm Dorian Chia. I'm the violin. Can you hear me?
Yeah, here we go.
I'm Dorian Chia. I'm the violin player, and I'm just a giant Milo Gonzalez fan.
Woo!
Love playing music with these guys. It's a great vibe, and I'm happy to be here.
I'm Luke Notary, and I play percussion with Milo, and I like it very much.
I'm Luis. I play quattro with Milo, and just so happy to be here. And yeah, also a big Milo fan, and yeah, good vibes.
My name is Frank. I play guitar with Milo, and I'm also a giant fan, a very huge fan. He's a great guy, great musician, great composer.
And the Mary Hugh Nursery.
Yeah, Mary Hugh's 13th Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have a whole series going on there.
Right now.
Series of one.
Yeah, series of one.
Yeah,
that's all you need.
Is that a series?
I think
and
so.
Our bass player.
And I'm Ralph Rivers. I play the bass, and I love playing with Milo also.
Milo. You get almost the last
word. I'm just so heartwarming. Thank you, all my beautiful friends, for sticking with me. It's been really lovely. Michael, that was a beautiful song.
Thank you, Milo.
That was beautiful. You're special.
You're
the special.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It means a lot, gentlemen.
Where can people find you?
You could find me on Instagram. I got an album out on Spotify and all the streaming platforms just under my name, Milo Gonzalez. We have a show coming up next week, August 13th, at Mary Hugh's Sunset Gardens in Santa Monica with Hiroya Sukamoto and Runson Willis. And we got like a new album in the works with all these amazing players sitting behind me. Psyched about that.
Michael Mowgli.
Yes. Hello. Representing for Mystic Pete, Michael Mowgli. When we are together, we are the Jealous Jesuits. Yes. And wow, Milo Gonzalez and friends, that was just an amazing performance. Such an honor to be in the room with you guys and hearing those beautiful sounds. My goodness.
Well
yes.
Done. Yee! Thanks to Jane and Lisa for support crew. All right, we'll be back next Sunday with Michael Mowgli's interview, and thank you everybody for listening.
Thanks, Mystic Pete.
Mystic Pete out!
KXLU.